Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to everyone. This is Casey Grant, and I'm your host of the Fly Girl Show. And today is, well, special day for several reasons. It is it's Memorial Day, so I'd like to thank all of those that served in the military. Thank you so much for your service, and because of you, we are free. So I'd like to just say that in the very beginning. And then I would like to also tell you a little bit about what this show is about and why it's a special and a somewhat hard day for me. It is a tribute to the first black stewardess in the world. And before we get too far into the program, I'm going to bring on Deborah Surratt, and we're going to open this show up with a little tribute and a prayer for the Smith family and for Leopoldine, who was the first black stewardess in the world. And so I'm going to open it up with Deborah Surratt with a little tribute and prayer for her and for her family. Good afternoon, Deborah. How are you today?
I am blessed. How are you, Casey? And thank you so much for having me. It's an honor and a privilege.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Would you just like me to open up in prayer now?
Please.
Okay. Heavenly Father, there is none like you, and we will forever praise you and thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and all you have done for us. Thank you for the gift of the life of Leopoldine Duwala Bell Smith. What a blessing she was to black families all over the world. Thank you for her example, her role as the first black stewardess in the world. Bless this family, Lord, of Leo, and give them the peace that passes all understanding, as only you can do. The moment of death is a moment of profound mystery for us all, but it's not the end of Leo's life. For you, O Lord, have now given her the greatest gift one can have. You've given her wings for eternal life with you. Death will one day die. Every moment of loss, every tear of grief will be wiped away forever in our eternal promised land, our new life with you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you in your glorious name. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. You give me inspiration to try to get through this show, and I'm sure that the family, her husband, Leroy, her son, Daniel, and daughter, Chantal, I'm sure that they are really, really thankful for that. And thank you so much, Deborah. I can always depend on you.
It is a privilege. It's a privilege and an honor. And my prayers are with the family and my deepest sympathy.
Yes, yes. Well, let me just tell everyone, my audience, so a little bit about Leo. I was honored to interview her, which, as Deborah has already said, she was the first black stewardess in the world. Leo Duwala Bell Smith was born in Cameroon. She was a princess of the royal Duwala family. She was asked to serve as a ground hostess for UAT, which was an airline that served France's American routes. After graduating from high school in 1956, she was sent to Paris by Air France for additional training. She began flying as a stewardess for UAT, and the name changed later for UTA, which it merged with the Union des Transports Aériens. In 1957, at the age of 17, is when she graduated, and in 1960, she was invited to become a stewardess for Air Afrique. She was the only qualified African in the French aviation, and her employee number was 001. Isn't that amazing? Oh, my. 001. And during her 12-year career, she also obtained a position as Air Afrique First Cabin Chief, and that's equivalent to the lead flight attendant on domestic airlines. I had the pleasure of meeting her. I tracked her down. I was trying to find her for many, many years when I was writing my first book. And so around 2012, somewhere around there, and I finally found her and met her on the telephone. Now, out of all of this whole time that we have communicated, I never was able to get to Denver to meet her in person, but we talked on a semi-regular basis, I would call, just to check on her and to let her know that she's being featured in another book, or which is definitely my second book. She's in there, and it's a coloring book for children. And so I did feature her in that book. But such an honor to meet such a delightful person and to know that she was a princess. Deborah, isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. It is amazing. What a wonderful opportunity.
I'm telling you, a princess. I was just honored to talk to a princess. So,
I know, right?
I'm telling you. So some of this history for the audience, if you will go online, we'll just hit some of the highlights. But if you go online, Westward, there is a wonderful article by a friend of mine that kind of highlights the rest of her life and some other interesting points. And that friend and the reporter, Chandra Thomas Whitfield, she's an award-winning multimedia journalist, and she has worked and has appeared in People magazine, Essence, and Ebony magazine, along with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on NBC. She will highlight some of the other wonderful parts or attributes to Leo's life. I would call her, and we would have wonderful conversations about the airlines and just her life, because this lady, she flew for, I think it was like, 12 or 13 years. But guess what? She did not settle down. She still wanted to become very active and continue to work. She moved to Denver with her husband. And so when she wasn't volunteering, she was spending time with her two grown children and her two granddaughters. And in March, the Black Flight Attendants of America took note of Duella Bell Smith's achievements at the group's 40th anniversary celebration at the Flight Path Museum in Los Angeles International Airport. So members of the Black Flight Attendants of America, Inc., have always been mindful of giving back to the community. And Mrs. Smith is was a wonderful example of all of that. And they felt that she would be a perfect person to honor. And that quote comes from Diane Hunter, who is the first Black flight attendant for Continental Airlines. And she chaired the celebration. Ms. Smith was really quite surprised about this and that they honored her, but as it says, she said she's very honored, and she said she did not expect it. Well, she didn't expect it, but she was a very humble woman, and she deserved it, and I'm so happy. And if you look on my website, you will see some pictures of that organization and how they honored her, and it gave her a certificate. I am going to pause for a second and bring someone in, because I'm not sure if this person would like to make a comment or just listen to the rest of the show, and then we'll continue on with her life. So just a moment here. Let me see if I can bring this person in. So good afternoon. How are you today? Are you just listening, or would you like to make a comment or add to our tribute today?
Good morning. This is Diane
Hunter
in Los Angeles.
Hello,
and,
I just spoke of you on the show. So to the audience, once again, this is Diane Hunter, and she was the first black flight attendant for Continental Airlines. So thank you so much for calling in. And you are part of the Black Flight Attendants of America, Inc., organization. So on behalf of them, I'm sure you're making a statement. Am I correct?
Yes.
Go ahead. Thank you.
We want to appreciate and acknowledge the life of Lil Duella Bell Smith, and we want to offer our heartfelt sympathy to her family and to all of her friends and to all of the people all over the world. We were so blessed on March 14th, 2015, to have honored Mrs. Smith at our 40th anniversary here in Los Angeles. And we recognize her contributions. We respect them. We appreciate them. And we want the whole world to know that she was a woman of substance. She devoted her life to improving the welfare of young women in Africa. She specifically was part of an organization there via New York, which had been her home, I believe, at one time. But she was just a delightful, wonderful person. And we want to say thank you. We appreciate her. We thank God for sending her within our midst in 2015 and 2014. I do know that she has been ill for a number of years now, but she kept her beautiful, uplifting spirit and personality shining whenever she would talk to anyone, and especially to me. We love her, and we want to thank you, Casey, for this program, and to the your guest whose prayer was outstanding. From the bottom of our hearts to everyone who is listening, we want to tell you that Leo was a wonderful, wonderful woman and a top-notch person. We appreciate her contribution to aviation, and we all will do our best to follow and honor her as the years continue. Thank you.
Thank you. That was wonderful. And you're absolutely right. We will always remember her. We will always let the world know about her accomplishment. And you know, I never did, and maybe you did, Diane, I never did ask that one question. How did it feel to be the first black stewardess in the world? Did you ever ask her that question to see, did she realize that she was making history? Do you know? Because she's from Cameroon.
Yes, she was well accomplished in languages, so she has answered that question, I believe, many times over. And when we spoke about it, she was just so unaware and, what would you say, humbled,
yes.
And having been appreciated or recognized as the first, she just wanted to do a good job, and she had been raised as a royal family, and she wanted to get out in the world and contribute to society. And I believe she did that through her travels and her, her efforts all across the world. She was married to, until her passing, one of our American diplomats, and that with her ability to speak so many languages and go so many places as a wife and representative of him and his status, she was just well loved, and I want, I don't think she thought anything, later in life, I think she realized the significance of it when she understood that so many of our other flight attendants or people in aviation of color have stood on her shoulders. And it was quite interesting to know that in the 50s, when she was vying for that position, that here in America, Patricia Banks was doing the same thing. So we have to appreciate and recognize the fact that all of us who have been in the airline industry have stood on the shoulders of Leo Smith. And I will say for the 1 millionth time, she was a delightful, wonderful, loving woman. Thank you.
Oh, yes, that was wonderful. That was absolutely wonderful. I'm glad. I'm sure my audience has really enjoyed you recapping that, because I always felt that way too. And I, like I said, I didn't have the privilege of meeting her in person, but I did talk to her. She passed on May the 9th, and I did talk to her about a week, I think, before. And she had been, you know, ill for a while, but she was very strong and very upbeat that day. And well, she wasn't to the bitter end, as her family has, you know, told me. They are having a memorial for her today in Denver. And so I will be doing another interview when they have had time to really adjust and accept the loss. And so we will have another radio show for them to recap the wonderful life and her husband, Lee, and give him time to grieve, and he will come on. He speaks very well and very highly and still madly in love with his wife. And so we'll have him come on and just kind of tell us some stories about their wonderful love affair, their marriage. And so I'm looking forward to that. But they do thank all of us for having the tribute today, and at a better time they will come on and do a show for the world to hear, because it is about the world knowing. They need to know the story. And as you mentioned, Patricia Banks Edmondson, yes, thank heavens for these two ladies. One opened up the world, and the other one opened up the United States. Patricia Banks Edmondson was the first commercial black flight attendant in America. So we owe so much to these people, and we owe so much to you. You were the first one for Continental.
Well, it's not significant to, well, maybe it is, to be the first. It's significant as to what we do after we become the first. And so it's always been my intention and effort to encourage other young people, women, and now, of course, men, to the best of their ability, prepare themselves for the world ahead. And I think that's what Leo did, and what being the first means. You have to encourage others, and she did that in many ways, I understand. And I've heard from different people who say that she made a big difference in their lives.
In their
lives,
to dream, to dream. So I'm going to put you on hold, but if you can stay on, I'd appreciate it. I'm going to try to take another call and see if this person would like to make a statement or give us some insight. So just a moment here. Let me see if this person would just like to talk or just listen. So good afternoon, caller. How are you today? Would you like to make a comment or contribute to the interview? Okay, I think they just want to listen, so we will move on to the next call, see if we can have some more insight here. Hello there, this is Casey Grant, host of the Fly Girl Show, and if you've been listening for a long time, you know that this is a tribute to the very first black stewardess in the world. Would you like to make a comment? I think I can hear someone trying to come on. Hello? Okay. All right, we'll check back later on and see if we can bring them in. But for the moment, we're just going to continue on with the tribute here. And I'm coming back to Diane. I'm going to bring you back in, please. Okay, Diane, I've got you back on the line. Now, when you guys had the tribute, the Black Flight Attendants of America, how did you guys find her? Or you knew her prior to you having this tribute, is that correct?
Well, actually, a friend of her husband, a classmate or friend of her husband, had told me that he had returned from various places and that his wife was a flight attendant. And they didn't know that she had been the first person in the world to hold that title. But I contacted the mutual friend and classmate of Mr. Smith, gave me his number. And I made a phone call, and that's how we met. And that was... probably in 2012 or 2013. I just can't say exactly when, but it was through mutual friends and as a participant and founding member of the Black Flight Attendants of America Incorporated, I was interested in locating and finding all the flight attendants or hostesses or stewardesses of color that I could from the years past. And so I was delighted to hear that she, you know, I knew she was a flight attendant, and then she told me her history, and her husband sent me a lot of information and pictures of her career. And we immediately asked her to come to Los Angeles and allow us to honor her at our 40th anniversary at the LAX Flight Path Museum. And our anniversary was in 2014, but significant reasons, I don't remember the weather or illnesses, we couldn't have the anniversary in 2014, which was the 40th year. Mm-hmm. And we scheduled it for March 14th, 2015. And we invited her out here. And the rest is history for us, for our organization. We were, she was our honored guest. She was our speaker of the evening. She was just the icon that we so humbly appreciate. And that's how we met. And at that anniversary program, she spoke of her childhood. She spoke of the different, what would you say, of all the, I'm at a loss for the word, but she spoke of all the things that had occurred to her during her childhood and the fact that she was able to go to school, of course, and that she was in the right place at the right time. And they saw her, I believe it was because of her language ability with that particular original airline that she started working for. And they just immediately grabbed her up because they knew she was someone extraordinary. And then she told about the different places that she's lived and all of the people that she met. She's lived all over the world. And I don't remember exactly, but she speaks, 5, 6, 7 languages.
Yes.
So she was fluent in so many different areas that she was able to go, not just come to America, of course, which was everyone's delight, she said, at, of course, at that age when you're young, and aspiring to become an adult, you want to see the world, and America is the first place when you don't live here that you want to come and see. And so she did that and was able to, she was very sophisticated and very, she took care of business. She was a respected flight attendant and a respected person and respected human being. So that, as I recall. So, yes, that's how we met her. We met her and we recognized that she was the person that she was and is and was to us today. And we just wanted to honor her. We will continue to honor her. In fact, we had a plan to invite her to our 50th anniversary, which is next year, not knowing that or having any idea that we would not be able to see her again. But she was is someone that we had hoped to see again in this lifetime. But
yes,
the Lord had a different plan.
That's exactly right. That's one of the things that we all should be aware of and never forget is that we never, ever know. And when our time comes, it's our time. But, you know, for her, speaking to her, like I told you, a week and a half before she passed, she was so strong. She was so up. She was just very alive. You know, she was just funny.
Mm-hmm.
She told me some things, and I told her I was coming out to visit, to meet her for the first time, and very alert. He was telling me, you have to stay here, and all that. And with that thick French accent, you know, it was wonderful, just wonderful. But she still had a zest for life, and we are just sad that she won't be around, but we'll never let her go. We'll always be able to honor her. And history, we'll never let anyone not remember who the first black flight attendant stewardess in the world was. And we would definitely honor her. But I'm glad that you were able to kind of give us a little background and some history on personally spending time and talking to her. As I said, that was just one of the things that I wanted to do and just wasn't able to. But I did have the pleasure of being a friend over the telephone. So that was good. That was a good thing, yes. And, you know, that's part of what the Black Flight Attendants of America, and that's what your whole purpose is, your mission, is to kind of bring us all together and share the importance of what we do. So that was a highlight, I would think, of Black Flight Attendants of America, Inc.
May I say that on behalf of Los Angeles founding chapter of Black Flight Attendants of America and our president, Jacqueline Jacquette Williams, we will continue to do that, and we will forever be grateful to you, Casey, for all the comments and commentary and programs that you have presented that highlight our organization and highlight flight attendants all over the world. Thank you.
Well, that is our mission. And as my audience knows, you know, I flew for Delta for almost 35 years. And so with the three books that I have highlighting our history, the Black Flight Attendants history and other black aviators, it's an important thing. And it's a mission that I hope, Diane, when we're not here, somebody else will pick up the baton and keep it going, because our story needs to be told. And the story of the very first black stewardess in the world, people need to read that story. And I listened to my interview with her. I interviewed her. And if you go on Blog Talk Radio and just scroll down until you find the show, the interview is on 7/5/2020. And listen to her. So you'll have the privilege of being able to hear her talk about some of the things that, Diane, you just pointed out. So it was really, really, it was one of my interviews that I was a little nervous in the very beginning, because I was so excited to speak to the first black stewardess in the world. I'm just overwhelmed with that. It's just amazing. And then to think also how long it took for America to catch up. like mm-hmm. we do here, the interviews, if you go back on, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear the interview that I've had with Patricia Banks Edmonston, the very first black commercial stewardess for the United States. And some of the same stories that Patricia talks about is the same thing that Leo talked about, the prejudice, the flight, the people not wanting them, not wanting her to serve them. It's amazing how that did not change from the years between when we had our first one. Prejudice was there for a very long time in the air. And I know you have your stories, Diane.
Well, yes, but we won't go into any story today because I'm just emotionally really feeling your interview today.
Yes.
And with your show, and I'm not, I just don't want to talk about Leo and the people who knew her, and I would really like it if anyone who does tune in to your show and who wants to remain silent would just say something so that we can hear another voice.
I know.
Who, would appreciate it. But everybody is kind of shy about this public speaking sort of thing.
Yeah,
We understand that.
And the point that I'm so happy, though, that they have, called in. There's several others on. But I think that what you just said was so important. We're not going to dwell on the negative, but we are truly going to enjoy the contribution that she made and give all the celebration. Today is her celebration. We are going to remember. And I know that you are sad because you did the other friend of yours, I hope that she will tune in later on, maybe play the interview back later on, because everyone who knows her, I was emotional today also. And looking at her pictures, so when you go to the website, you will see a lot of good pictures of Leah. And also, as I've said, we will have another interview from her family sometime down the line, and they will highlight some of the other wonderful contributions that she made. But for today, it is a tribute. And tribute and celebration, it should bring some comfort to us and some joy and a smile in our heart and in our spirit. But at this point, I think, I don't know if anyone else is going to say anything. I will let Deborah, at this point, maybe we should just close the tribute and sit back and just kind of reflect our own personal reflection on such a wonderful lady. But I had to do this interview today. So for those, this program is listening, people in Africa are listening to this show, people in Europe are listening to the show. And so if you don't know about Leopoldine Smith, please look her up on the internet. Please listen to the interview that I was so happy to have, 75-2020, and it's on blogtalkradio.com/theflygirl10. And so you can listen to that interview at any time, and she will put a smile on your heart just to listen to her, and her wonderful spirit shines through. So with that, if you wouldn't mind, I think we are going to allow Deborah to say some closing words, if you would, Deborah, and then we will close this show out, but I had to bring it to you today. So Deborah, are you still there with us? Deborah must have stepped away.
Okay,
but with that,
I had this on mute because I didn't want background noise to
perfect. I appreciate that.
If you could just
kind of close the show, and we would appreciate it because you opened it with such a wonderful, uplifting tribute and prayer to her. And so if you could close it, we could have a smile on our face as we sit back and think about her.
I think you all have already done that with all of the beautiful words and acclimates that you have given to this wonderful woman who has given us so much and sharing her gift, and God has chosen her. And she did such a remarkable a job of bringing so much joy to us. Even after her death, she's still bringing joy to us, and
yes.
We will always continue to remember her. And I'm sure she is shining down right now, looking down right now and smiling because of all of the beautiful things that were said, how she is being remembered. And so we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful woman of God who you have continued to give us blessings, just even with the memory, because we know that she is not gone from our lives. She will be forever remembered. And so we thank you for these precious memories, Lord, and we thank you for allowing us to be alive today to speak on her, to speak about her, and to remember her well. And it was a life well lived, and so we thank you, Lord, for this precious gift. She has not gone from us, and her spirit will forever live with us, and we thank you for this. In Jesus' holy, precious name.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Deborah. And as I said, yes, this is a sad day and a happy day, because as you said, I was so excited, recapping what I said earlier, so excited to have finally been introduced to her, to been able to have a friendship with her. And I was like a little kid meeting a celebrity, because I was so thankful for all the wonderful things and the doors that she opened, and as well as Patricia Banks Edmonston for opening the doors, because I enjoyed flying. I enjoyed being able to talk to other flight attendants, and we shared the same stories of being thankful. But thank you, Jesus, for finding the person to open that door for all of us and for us to be able to move forward in this wonderful, wonderful career of aviation. And I am going to, as I said, follow up. So please stay tuned. Look at my website. Go in and listen to the interview with Leopoldine Smith, and you will really, really be able to hold a piece of history in your heart listening to her interview. And with that, I guess I am going to close the special show and allow all of us just to sit back and just kind of feel that her spirit is with us. And I know that it is, and she is smiling, and she is happy. So once again, I am the host of the Fly Girl Show. My name is Casey Grant. Please check out Blog Talk Radio for all the other interviews that I have done, and especially listen to Leopoldine's interview. You will consider it a treat of all treats for your day. So with that, I am going to sign off. Please stay tuned. I always have special interviews that you will want to be able to meet some of the exciting people that I found. And please stay tuned. So this is Casey Grant, and this is the Fly Girl Show. Have a great day, and honor our soldiers and those who have served in the service. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.